Well, this past week, one of my favorite weeks in the track and field scene is conference meets galore. Just about every conference holding their meets over the last 6 or 7 days. So thought it'd be a good chance to tell you about all the action that went down, just in case if you missed anything. And actually, it started on Saturday. 4K Mainland Nebraska conferences held their annual meets, and we will go meet by meet here in this podcast. In the Trailblazer Conference, on the boys' side, Ashland Greenwood was the champion. They put up 150 points. Liam Jensen wins the 100 and the 200. Barrett Cottrell won the discus. Logan Fangmeyer was the triple jump champion. The Blue Jays also won the 4x4. On the girls' side of the Trailblazer Conference, guess what? Ashland Greenwood, the champion. They got titles from Jade Sargent in the 100, Avery Bridges in the 200 and 400, Shelby Lyons in the 400, Adeline Harms in the long jump, Jada Carson in the triple jump. Then they won the 4x1 and the 4x4. Other champions included Plattsmith's Mallory Robbins in the 1600 and 3200, and Peyton Offenbaugh in the pole vault. At the East Central Nebraska Conference meet on Saturday, on the girls' side, Palmyra was the team champion with 125 points. Haley Hinchin pulls the distance double with wins in the 1600 and the 3200. The Panthers also won the 4x1. Auburn second, Addison Darnell, a three-time champion, wins the 100 hurdles, 300 hurdles, and 400. Liston Crotty was the 800 champion. Jaden Glothar won the high jump, and the Bulldogs won the 4x4. Three championships for Johnson County Central's Molly Weber. She wins the 100, 200, and long jump. Harley Lubin sweeps the throws with wins in the discus and the shot put. Also, Elmwood Murdoch's Lucy Backmeyer won the triple jump, and the Knights 4x8 relay won as well. On the boys' side, Palmyra wins the conference title. Leighton Mapson wins the 100 and 200. Gannon Hubbard takes the 1600. Harrison Boydie takes the triple jump. And Palmyra wins the 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8. Johnson County Central's Levi Offmer won the 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles, while Trevin Husky was the 3200 champion. Fall City's Caleb Offner won the discus and the shot put. Talon Zimmerman was the long jump champion. And then Tanner Jackson was the pole vault champion there for the Tigers. On to the Nebraska Capital Conference meet. Syracuse, the champion on the girls' side, they put up 136 points. Ashlyn Vestal wins the 300 hurdles and the 400. Capri Hansen wins the 800. And the Rockets won the 4x1 and the 4x4. Conestoga's Chloe Bergmeyer was the triple jump champion. Syracuse wins the boys' meet as well. 167 points gets the job done for them. Oliver Eiler wins the 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles. Nolan Gartner won the 400 and 800. Dayton Graves takes the 1600. Hunter Hawley won the shot put, and the Rockets won the 4x4 and the 4x8. Conestoga got titles from Jaron Asuncion in the 100 and 200 and Gavin Meyer in the triple jump. At the Pioneer Conference meet, the Johnson-Brock girls win it with 113 points. Leighton Edwards won the 400. Riley Beathy swept the hurdles with wins in the 100 and 300. Plus, the Eagles won the 4x4 and the 4x8. Other champions, McKenna Haig of Lord Central Catholic in the 100. Lily Madison with a jump sweep as she wins the long jump and the triple jump. And Lords won the 4x1. Humboldt Table Rock Steiners' Lillian Bowen wins the 800. Grayson Sherman wins the 1600. And Jazzy Fry was the pole vault champion. On the boys' side, Johnson Brock wins it. The same four teams won both the boys' and girls' meets there on Saturday. Deacon Burnett won the 100 and 300 hurdles. Oliver Everett won the high jump. Calvin Bennon won the shot put and discus. And Johnson Brock won the 4x1. Sacred Heart was third there. Brendan Lemrod won the 1600. Hayden Clow won the 3,200. Also, Humboldt Table Rock Steiners' Camion Detman won the 800, and Lord Central Catholic's Simon Bruggeman won the triple jump. I actually had a chance to talk a little bit about Falls City Sacred Heart showing at the Pioneer Conference meet when I talked with their head coach, Brian Lemerand.
I saw a lot of good hard workers. Our relays have kind of brought their times down. Yeah, Hallie's been strong for us in the shot and disc. Girl-wise, also Peyton George's in the 2 mile. Their 4x8 relay sitting on the fence, seeing if they can maybe bust off a good time and get in the state. Kind of same thing with boys. Both boys and girls kind of looks pretty similar.
Now let's go to Monday, where there were two conferences holding their meets. And let's begin in the Show Me State, where Maryville swept the team titles. It is the ninth consecutive year the boys have won the Midland Empire Conference. It's the fourth time in a row the girls have done it. The girls put up 208 points. They got 10 golds, including two each from Cora Grohu on the 100 and 200, and Briley Ackland in the 300 hurdles and the triple jump, plus Casey Stoll won the 100 hurdles. Miley Amy won the long jump. Catherine Jordan won the pole vault. And the Spoofhounds won the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4. Savannah was third. They got titles from Raiden Phillips in the 1600, Tinley Biergo in the 3200, Aubrey Snap in the high jump, and they won the 4x8. On the boys' side of the Midland Empire Conference meet, the Spoofhounds put up 217 points. They got titles from Sadler View in the 110 and 300 hurdles. Riker Hackett won the 3200. Mace McKim won the discus and shot put. Luke Allen won the javelin. And Luke Bilkey won the long jump. Maryville head coach Rodney Beatty talked with KMA Sports later in the week about his team's conference title showing.
That this is important, and conference titles are important, and we've got a string of them, you know, and you don't want to see that end, and the kids don't want to be the one that, you know, something happens and it doesn't become four in a row as it stays at three in a row. So we just place the priority there, and the kids understand. On the boys' side, yes, that's nine in a row, which we're very, very proud of. 10 if you count 2020, which our season didn't happen. So we felt confident we could have won that back then, but either way, it's nine in a row on the boys' side, four in a row on the girls' side. And I mean, for example, our seniors, you know, they don't know a season without a conference title. And so that's just, it's really special. It's really special to be able to put those together year after year.
Now let's go to where I was Monday night. And that was the Pride of Iowa Conference meet in Corning, where the girls' side saw a champion that got their first title in 8 years, and the boys' side saw a team champion that never won a conference title. On the girls' side, Mount Air returned to the top for the first time since 2018 after watching the boys' program become one of the teams to beat in the league and falling victim to Wayne's recent dynastic run through the conference. The Raiderettes had a tight team battle with Wayne and ultimately edged them 166-150 afterwards. Mount Air head coach Brad Elliott.
From the beginning of the year, we were, you know, looking forward to getting to this meet, knowing the competition that Wayne was going to bring to this really, you know, provided a platform that we were going to have to really step up and earn it, you know, just with the outstanding depth that they had, for us being able to come out individually and go after those, you know, two people scoring in each event. A couple events we went first and second, made a big difference for us. And then the girls that pulled together for the relays for us was outstanding. So we just, all in all, it was a total team effort tonight. It was great to see the girls get.
Mount Air won 8 of the 19 events. Senior Aubrey Shields and sophomore Emma Reynolds played a role in 6 of those. Reynolds left Corning with 4 golds as she topped the field in the 100, 200, and 400 and anchored the 4x4 team that put an exclamation point on their championship night. Now, Reynolds' 100 and 200 meter times of 12.38 and 25.59, those were school records.
I think my starts were a lot better tonight. That's kind of been what I've been trying to work on for the 100 and 200 especially. So I think that's helped me a lot tonight. Maybe the 100, I've kind of been struggling with that one a little bit lately, especially with the start. So that one, I was pretty happy with how it turned out.
And then there was Aubrey Shields, who just continues to do great things. She had a record-breaking night of her own as she set the new conference record in the high jump, clearing 5.7, topping the previous record of 5.6, which was set by former Central Decatur star Emma Atwood. She also won the 400-meter hurdles at a time of 107.08. Here's Shields.
Definitely coming off last year, I know I didn't end the way I wanted to. And, yeah, just feel like I'm at my peak. My technique is getting down and starting to just be relaxed and have so much fun.
Emily Knox won the shot put for the Raiderettes, and the Raiderettes also won the 4x8. Wayne's runner-up finish came behind one individual title. That was from Ella Whitney in the long jump as the two-time defending 1A state champion went 17 feet 2 inches.
Just focusing on executing, you know, I could have definitely done better. So I'm working on that and looking towards state qualifying. But overall, it was pretty good, but still some work to do. So, yeah, just working on little things really is what I'm working on and just tweaking little things. But, yes, it's definitely muscle memory and it's just getting better as time goes on.
Martinsdale St. Mary's third with 103.5 points. They won five events. Carson Oberender had a role in three of those as she was the 1,500 and 3,000 champion and contributed to their winning distance medley. Oberender talking with KMA about the 1,500.
The 1,500 is my favorite race. It's my focus race. I really just wanted to give it all I got tonight at last event. So I kind of just wanted to leave it all out there. It was a hard day. It was a hot day. I just wanted to leave it all out there.
Teammate McLean German edged Oberender in the 800 and anchored the Blue Devils sprint medley relay to a title. Reigning conference champion Central Decatur fourth. Their lone individual title came from Bregan Lindsay in the 100-meter hurdles at a time of 15:84.
My 100-meter hurdles, I tried to have an aggressive start. I think I did a good job at that. And then also with the 4x1, I think we all did a good job contributing to the win. So.
East Union won two events. Those came from Katie Gennaro in the discus, and the 4x2 team took the title as well. On the boys' side of things, just 4 days after winning the program's first ever meet that they had won, doing so at the East Mills meet late last week, Southwest Valley kept the first coming with a conference crown as the Timberwolves' title came as they held off Mount Air and Lennox in a tight team battle. They put up 119 points, Mount Air 115, and Lennox 114.5. Timberwolves' depth on display Monday night. They won three events. They also had seven other top three finishes. Southwest Valley head coach Jason Holtz.
It's super special to win it here at home. This group of kids has worked hard all season, came off some big success last week at the East Mills meet. And, you know, for our seniors who have put in the work over 4 years, this is just, I'm so proud of them that they could come out here and do it at home.
Is tonight and the way you guys did it kind of an indication of the depth that you have? I mean, like Brody had a really good night. I know Walker won the high jump, but overall it just seemed like you guys were really good in every event.
Yeah, we are deep. We have a lot of kids that can run a lot of different events, and we pulled some of those guys out of the relays that we ran at the beginning of the year, knowing they could score some points for us in the open events, which is what it was going to take. And they performed, they did what they had to do, and it was a close race come down to the end there with Lennox. Kudos to all the conference coaches for putting out great efforts tonight. But yeah, our boys got it done, so I'm proud of them.
Brody Crozier won two of those three titles, taking gold in the long jump and the 100.
Form wasn't great in the long jump, but got to work on it. We still got time before the district meet, so hopefully we can get her dialed in by then. Been working on my block starts. That's been my problem here recently, but tonight it felt pretty good.
Walker Bissell won the POI's high jump. It's the sixth straight year that a Timberwolf won the conference in that event. Mount Air's second, didn't have any individual champions, but they did win the 4x4. And Lennox, for the second consecutive year, fell just a few points shy of a conference title. They finished third, had a chance to win it going to the final event, but Southwest Valley held on. Caden Kaufman highlighted Lennox's efforts. He took golds in the 400 and 400-meter hurdles. He also anchored their champion sprint medley relay.
I've been really focusing in the past few weeks on getting into my my first 200 of my race really good, hitting all the hurdles right. I did that pretty good tonight, about to the first 300. Then I hit a few there at the end, and the last 20, 30 meters, that was rough. But, yeah, keep working running. Running's hard. Yeah.
Lennox's Dawson Evans won the 110 hurdles and anchored the championship shuttle hurdle relay squad. Nottoway Valley fourth in the team race. Gabe Winkleman stellar for them. He wins three titles, taking the 800, the 1600, and the 3200.
I feel great. There was kind of a letdown middle of the meet. I got disqualified in the D-Med. We would have won, but I stepped out a couple times. But I bounced back and won two golds individually, so I'm happy with it.
Nottoway Valley also won the 4x8. One of the most surprising performances of the evening came from Martinsdale St. Mary's Hunter Dooley, who edged Crozier in the 200-meter dash as Dooley took the title with a school record showing of 22.91.
Started out in three, so I was behind the pack a little bit, but I knew if I caught Thompson and Crozier at the cut, it was going to be a race to the finish, and I gave everything I had and broke the school record, so I just gave everything I had tonight.
Dooley was also a part of Martinsdale St. Mary's winning 4x2 and distance medley teams. We go from Dooley to Cooley as East Union's Morgan Cooley swept the throws with a pair of strong showings. He began his evening with a title of the discus, throwing 152.8. Then he broke the league shot put record with a toss of 58.9.
Today wasn't my best day distance-wise. You know, I'm dealing with a little bit of midseason fatigue in my elbow and my rotator cuff.
just trying to put together some good technique near the end of the season. Absolutely, it's small things at this point to get the extra distance. So just being more patient and getting more reps, quality reps, like technically. Throws were a little rough. My elbow's feeling it. So I just tried to put together a technical throw. Got a not terrible distance out there, so you can't be mad about it when your body's hurting.
There's the fun from conference track and field action on Monday. Now let's go to Tuesday, and we're going to start in Missouri. 275 and Grand River Conference meets going down at the GRC on the girls' side. Stanberry, the top team, they were second. Ellie Dias wins the pole vault. They also won the 4x4. Albany's Kennedy Epperly was a two-time champion, winning the 100 and the 400. North Andrews' Zoe Redman won the javelin. As for the boys, Worth County had another winning night. They put up 134 points. They got titles from Lucas Frisch in the 100 and 300, Andrew Griffin in the high jump, and Braden Combs in the pole vault. They also won the 4x1. Stanberry was third. They won the 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8. King City's Brenton Jones won the 400, and Albany's Paul Papa was the 200 champion. At the 275 conference meet, Rockport won another conference title. They put up 191 points. Another big night from Ella Meyerkorth, who wins the 100 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, the javelin, and the long jump. Nora Watkins won the 1600 and the 3200. Braylon Wood won the 800. Landry Kelly won the pole vault. Audrey Meyerkorth won the high jump, and the Blue Jays won the 4x4 and the 4x8. Mountain City second. Rayla Hufford had a big day. She won the 100, 200, and 400. Maggie Osborne won the discus and shot put, and the Panthers won the 4x2. East Atchison third in the team standings. Their lone title came in the 4x1. Other area champion Chloe Deeby of Southold won the triple jump. On the boys' side of things, Mountain City kept the good times rolling. They put up 135 points. They got titles from Creighton Raup in the 200 and 400, Liam Durr in the high jump, Ernie Peters in the pole vault, and they won the 4x4. Rockport second, Dylan Lair in the 100, Blaze Krogan in the 300 hurdles, Gabe Gebhards in the discus, Ryder Heron in the shot put were all individual champions for them. They also won the 4x1. South Holt won the 4x8. Platte Valley's Bruce Otto won the javelin. Grady Gockle won the triple jump, and Darian Gilland of Craig pulled the distance double with wins in the 1600 and the 3200. At the West Central Activities Conference meet on Tuesday, on the girls' side, Van Meter, the champion, 159 points. They got titles from Berkeley Harkins in the 100 hurdles, Bella Bruins in the 400 hurdles, Laura Streck in the 1500 and 3000, plus they won the sprint medley, shuttle hurdle, 4x4, and distance medley. Des Moines Christian was second. Elise Erzin won the 800. They also won the 4x8. Madrid's Paige Richards won three golds, taking the 200, 400, and long jump. Lauren Dvorak won the discus and shot put. Woodward Granger won the 4x1 and 4x2. And West Central Valley's Willow Ray won the high jump. On the boys' side of the WCAC, just love saying that. Des Moines Christian, team champion, 151.5 points. Luke McCormick won the 800 and 3200. Dylan Dorenkamp won the 1600. They also won the sprint medley, 4x2, 4x4, and distance medley. Earlham second. Josh Winey wins the 400 hurdles. The Cardinals also win the 4x8. ACGC third. Brexton Schneider takes the 110 hurdles. They also won the shuttle hurdle. Madrid's Tyler Sonnenfeld was the 200 champion, while the Tigers also won the 4x1. Ogden's Jackson Clith was the 400 champion. Van Meter's Keaton Menon won the shot put. Woodward Granger's Kane Mahler Moreno won the discus. Pleasantville's Ethan King won the 100, and I-35's Ben McCudden won the high jump. Panorama's Reed Draper was the long jump champion. Let's go to the Bluegrass Conference meet now, where it was a sweep for Ankeny Christian. On the girls' side, they score 140 points. Ella Lever takes the 800, Breeze Bentz with the shot put, Caitlin Weathers with the discus. They also win the 4x4, the sprint medley, and the distance medley. Lamoni's second. Haywin Olson wins the 3,000. Allison Martin wins the long jump, plus the Demons win the 4x1 and the 4x2. Moravia's Brinley Swaby won the 100 hurdles and the high jump, and the Mohawks won the shuttle hurdle. Another big night for Melcher Dallas's Trista Hansicker. She wins the 100, 200, and 400. Other individual champions included Mormon Trails' Grayson Newton in the 1,500, Diagonal's Haley Granfield in the 400 hurdles, and Mormon Trail won the 4x8. As for the boys, Ankeny Christian puts up 180 points. Talon Beck takes the 400, Luke Reitzma the 800, Alex Davis the 1600 and 3200. Zach Quick won the shot put, Clayton Gardner won the discus, and Ankeny Christian won the 4x4. Murray second, Nolan Gannon wins the 100 and 200, Seth McMurray wins the high jump, Murray wins the 4x1, 4x2, and sprint medley as well. I just realized Murray has a McMurray on their roster. Lamoni's Landon Lindgren won the 110 hurdles and the long jump, while Quinton Kearns won the 400 hurdles, plus they won the shuttle hurdle. Moravia got titles in the 4x8 and the distance medley, and there's a look at the Bluegrass Conference rundown from Tuesday night. Now let's go to the Rolling Valley Conference. On the girls' side, Woodbine ran their streak to 7 consecutive titles. The Tigers put up 173 points. They win 8 events, including 5 relays. And their head coach, Kyle Bartles, was kind enough to talk with KMA Sports later in the week.
I was very pleased with our girls' effort. Being at home and just the excitement of running at home, I think that had a lot to do with our successes. But, you know, we had a lot of girls step up and fill some needs that we needed. We've been battling some injuries all year, so we weren't sure on some of our athletes and how much they're going to be able to give us. And those injured ones stepped up and gave us a race or two, and then everybody else has kind of filled in spots where we needed to be successful. You know, we knew we had to deal with a CAM team who's very talented, and, you know, they have a couple of really good athletes. So I just thought our girls just rose to the challenge and, trusted us as coaches and got after it and ran really well.
Reagan Cogdell won the 1500 and the 3000. Vanessa Bloom won the high jump, and the Tigers won the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8, and distance medley. Cam Zeta Hansen won 4 golds, taking the 400, 800, 100 hurdles, and 400 hurdles. Courtney Fullman won the discus. Ruthie Rich won the long jump for them. Boyer Valley's Morgan Hast won the 100 and 200, and they also won the sprint medley. Coon Rapids Baird's Maddie Mason won the shot put, and the Crusaders won the shuttle hurdle. Now let's get to some big-time fun from Tuesday night. Let's begin with the Western Iowa Conference. We had Dusty Scahill on hand in Missouri Valley for that one, and when it was all said and done, team titles for the Riverside boys and the Trainer girls. On the girls' side, Trainer put up 179 points to easily secure the championship. They best the second-place team, Riverside, by 68 points. Riley Hemmingson, the star of the night, for the Cardinals, she won the 100, 200, 100 hurdles, and the high jump.
Yeah, it definitely felt great. There's really good competition here always, so it's just nice to have people to push me to.
Really nice, but you were...
Other champions for Trainer included Delaney Matthews in the discus and the shot put, Lily Miller in the 3,000, Nora Coates in the 400 hurdles, plus they won the shuttle hurdle. Riverside's runner-up finish came behind relay titles in the sprint medley and the 4x2. Ikea Manning, third in the team standings. Annabelle Bloom won the long jump.
Yeah, I just did really well hitting the board and got a lot of height, so I could jump up. Yeah, that's something I've been struggling with this season, but I hit the board pretty consistently this year, so good this meet.
HSTW won the 4x8 and the 4x4. Logan Magnolia's Allison Johnson was a two-time champion as she won the 800 and the 1500.
Yeah, I knew coming into it was going to be tough, just like really close races, like just got to battle through, and it's a good preview meet before districts and just come out on top and get the job done.
Johnson was also the anchor of their distance medley title. Underwood's Allie Adams won the 400. The Eagles also won the 4x1. On the boys' side of things, Riverside was the team champion. They put up 158 points. Brody Henderson won the 1600. Dawson Henderson took gold in the 3200, and afterwards, he talked with KMA.
I knew there was going to be some competition in it tonight, so I let Ava and Weirs and the Logan Magnolia kid take it out, and then I just stayed on them, used them as wind block on the backstretch, and then made my move at... Me and Haven kind of broke off the last 800, and then at 400, I made my move, and then passed him. It was all sprint the last 200, and I got him at the end there, so, I mean, he's a great competitor and just a fun guy to race.
Jackson Gordon, also a champion for the Bulldogs. He won the 110 hurdles. Riverside also won the 4x4. Big night for Coy Cohn. He wins the 100, 200, sets a meet record in the 100, and was a part of the champion shuttle hurdle.
It felt pretty good. I was really warm after the shuttle. A little tired, not feeling the best. I got a little cold, but powering through that, I felt like I got up pretty good, and then my last 50 meters, I had a pretty good drive and finish. Overall, I felt really good on that.
Trainers Riley Lauver wins the high jump. Trainer also won the 4x1 and the 4x2. Underwood won 4 titles, including titles from David Foote in the discus, Riker Adair in the shot put, and Taden Hall in the 400 hurdles. Here's Hall talking with CAM8 Sports.
It feels great winning it again. I won it last year, and winning it 2 times in a row, it means a lot to me.
Hall also a part of that winning sprint medley team. Tri-Center's Cameron Waller won the long jump, plus Tri-Center won the distance medley. Icam Manning won the 4x8 as well. You can check out Dusty's recap if you wish online, CAMAland.com. Now let's go to the Corner Conference meet. That's where I was on Tuesday night. That took place in Bedford, and it was a good night to be a knight, that being a Fremont Mills night. We're on the girls' side. Coach Kyle Fichter's squad ran their conference championship streak to 5 in a row. As for the girls, it was another dominant performance. It likely wasn't a surprise to many. They put up 214 points, which was 113 better than runner-up Griswold. They won 9 of the possible 19 events. Lana Alley was at the center of the night's dominance. She went 4-for-4 with championships in the 100, the 100 hurdles, the 200, and the long jump. The reigning 1A 100-meter hurdle state champion set a new personal best in the 100, and that long jump title, that came in an event that she seldom does.
I've been sick the past couple of days. I got some IV fluids this morning over my lunch break to try and help me, so we were kind of questioning on what I was going to do tonight to help my body. So we decided on the long jump. Didn't even know a mark, so kind of went out there, trusted my coaches on what they told me to do. My coach told me I'd get one jump and then I'd be done, just to kind of help stay healthy, you know. And so 16.3, not awful, not my best, so kind of just had to go out there and do what was needed to be done to win.
Carly Knuckles, big for the Knights as well. She won the 400-meter, 400 hurdles, also contributed to their winning shuttle hurdle relay team.
I always like to get out I like to attack this curve very hard, and then I'll, use the track on the back stretch, and then I'll start to usually kick it in on that last 100, but today it wasn't my best, but it's okay. I have run out before yet this year, but, yeah, I definitely appreciate having her there, and it helps push me along great, and that good competition I got, and it helps a lot to push me.
How can you build off of tonight's successes going forward?
We could definitely, I got a lot to look forward to, I think, and us as a team, we got a lot of stuff to look forward to, a lot of talent, and excited to see where it takes us.
Haley Maddox won the shot put for Fremont Mills. Also, the Knights won the sprint medley. Griswold second in the team standings. They got a couple of titles from Alexa Steinhoff. She won the 800, and then in her first 1,500-meter race of the year, she uses a late kick to go from third to first and win it.
It really wasn't something I wanted to do, but I knew it was something that it was for the team, and we knew we could do anything that we can do to score points we wanted to do, so I took that role and made sure to get some more points. I actually was kind of tired after the second lap, realizing I still had 2 more. But then I got to my bell lap and I was like, whoa, I got a lot left, so I might as well use it. The plan wasn't to go for gold, but at the end, that's what I wanted to do.
Bedford was third with 72 points. Lexi Perkins was their lone individual champion, and she won the discus. The Bulldogs also won the 4x4. Stanton won 3 events on the girls' side, and freshman Leilani Foster-Say had a role in all 3. She won the high jump, then was a part of their winning 4x1 and distance medley teams. Foster-Say talking about her high jump success, which she's done all year.
Thought it was pretty good. Had fun a lot. Went decent. Could have went better. My mark was a bit off, so coming up before, I think I could do better at mindset and probably snapping faster. Big surprise. I didn't really expect to even get past 5 foot.
Now on to the boys' side of things, where Fremont Mills captured its first title since 2019. When they had capped off a run of 5 consecutive league titles. Now, them winning the girls' title and them winning the boys' title means they captured their 18th consecutive Kemp Jaron Hicks Trophy, which signifies the team that scored the most points between the boys' and girls' teams. They love their trophies in the Corner Conference track meet, almost like a Big Ten rivalry. Afterwards, Fremont Mills head coach Owen Pitt talking with CAM8 Sports about the night that his team put together, which included 4 event titles and 17 top 3 finishes.
I was very excited. This has been our goal all year. I knew that we could do it. We came close last year, and we returned almost everybody. So these kids, they've been working towards it for a while. I was actually reminiscing with some of the senior class when they were in middle school. They won it, you know, so it's kind of been a cycle to try to get it back. I'm trying to figure out when the last time the boys won it. It's been a while. So.
J.W. Lincoln Hoker, or as I like to call him during football season, the law firm, was one of those athletes that stood out for the Knights on Tuesday night. He gave track a whirl again this year, and that decision paid off on Tuesday night with a 110-meter hurdle showing that is, as of Friday, the fastest time in Class 1A.
I would say the start, I did not have a good start at all. The person in my left lane, I think they got to the first hurdle way before I did. But I'd say, you know, when I'm at my best, it's, you know, in between the hurdles. I feel like I'm fast in between the hurdles. And so once I got into my rhythm, I feel like, you know, there's no looking back. I was just full speed ahead till I got to the finish line.
Anderson Carter was huge for the Knights. He won the 3,200 and anchored the winning distance medley. Also, Gavin Crom won the shot put. Bedford second with 143 points. They were 15 behind Fremont Mills. They won 8 events, including 4 relays. Case Coleman started their night off on the right note as he won the long jump with a leap of 20 feet, 7.5 inches, and that was a part of their winning shuttle hurdle.
It was 20 foot 7.5, I think, and it's a good jump. It gets the job done and everything, but not quite as far as I'm wanting, but it's a good jump as a comeback. I mean, it was on my second jump and had all my steps right and everything. It felt good, had a good jump. Last jump, I just took a 3-step approach at it and jumped like a 16 or something, so it wasn't bad.
Bedford's Caleb Johnson played a role in 3 titles. He won the 800 and 1600, was also an anchor of Bedford's 4x8.
I tried to get out fast. My first lap was pretty good. And then second lap, I just tried to give it everything I had and just finish quick. First 2 laps, I had a lead. And third lap, I think the Fremont kid passed me. I just tried to sit there, and then I finished with a good kick.
Also, Hayden Rydell won the 400, was a part of the shuttle hurdle 4x1 and sprint medley teams as part of a 4-gold night for him. East Mills third in the team standings. Yuri Brodigan sparked their efforts with wins in the 100 and 200. He also anchored their victorious 4x2.
Pretty good. I came in this sore, and so I wasn't sure what to make of it. But after my first race, everything was moving smoothly. We just wrapped it all together. Felt like I could have started better, but overall it was amazing. I had good competition with Paxton, and he's been good all year. And so,
teammate Caden Porker won the 400-meter hurdles. And how about the man, the myth, the legend, Isaiah Scholes of Essex? He continued his stellar season in the high jump with a conference championship and personal best clearance of 6 feet 3 inches.
I'm feeling great. I mean, PRing in high jump, I haven't done that since for over a year, and so great to do for that feeling again. I mean, it's awesome. That's only 2 inches off our school record. Hoping I can get that in the next couple meets, or if not state, that would also be awesome, but we'll just have to see how the season goes.
Griswold's RJ DeShong won the discus. Sydney's only title came in the 4x4. But now let's take a look at Thursday. You had the Missouri River Activities Conference hosting their annual meet, which, by the way, so they start that thing at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were done by late afternoon, early evening. I had the girls recap already typed up for you. What a concept. Every conference meet should start in the early afternoon, in my opinion, and I don't want to hear any other argument otherwise. Nonetheless, on the girls' side, Bishop Hevelin Catholic repeats as the MRAC champion. The Crusaders end up putting up 166 points. They got 2 titles from Shannon Cleary in the 100 and long jump, and afterwards Cleary talked with KMA.
I'm so proud of these girls, for sure. You know, we came in the beginning of the year, that was one of our goals, was we wanted to go back-to-back. And, you know, there are some meets where we didn't run our best, but we picked each other up, and this whole week, we've just been putting our eyes on the prize today, so I'm really proud of them.
And Cleary talking about her long jump title, which came with a leap of 16 feet, 7 inches.
Yeah, that one was just really letting it go. This was probably one of my worst days of long jumping this season, and I told my coach before the last jump, I was like, man, I'm just so frustrated. It's not really working out today. And he's like, you just need that, you know, like, you are not, today's not a day to jump PRs. You just got to go out and get the win. So I kind of stepped up to my mark and let it all go before I could start something.
Addison Burchard, a two-time champion for the Crusaders in the 1500 and 3000. Ali Schermerhorn won the 200. The Crusaders also won the 4x1 and the 4x2. Sergeant Buff Luton second. Madison Kavidra was the 400-meter champion. Olivia Colfack won the discus, and the Warriors won the sprint medley and the 4x8. Lamar is third. Claire Seuss-Mill was the 100-meter hurdle champion. Sadie Meyer won the 400-meter hurdles, plus Lamar's won the distance medley, shuttle hurdle, and 4x4. Sioux City North's Marcella Palmer and Aaliyah Moon won the 800 and shot put, respectively. And Sakura Mothershed of Sioux City East won the high jump. I don't think related to Tommy. On the boys' side of the Missouri River Activities Conference scene, it was a team title for Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors actually didn't win any individual events, but they were really good in the relays. They take the sprint medley, distance medley, shuttle hurdle, and 4x4. Sioux City East, well, they were really good in the individual events. Quentin Pollard wins the 100. Tanner Bonestro wins the 200. Isaiah King takes the discus. Chris Ford goes 6-6 in the high jump. Chris Loggins, the third, won the long jump, plus the Black Raiders won the 4x1 and the 4x2. Bishop Elins, Cole Frays, and Kason Thomas won the 400 hurdles and the shot put. Demarion Foster at Sioux City North won the 110 hurdles. Kuma Gudema pulled the distance trifecta, taking the 800, 1600, and 3200, while Sioux City North also won the 4x8. Lamar's Andrew Grant was the 400 champion. Now let's go to the Hawkeye 10 conference meet. Dusty Scahill was on hand there last night. I provided the story at camaland.com, and the power of the girls' track and field scene had its streak end, while another program bid farewell to the conference with one more title. When the dust settled, it was the Atlantic girls and Lewis Central boys departing Mills County with conference championships. On the girls' side, Atlantic captured their first conference title since 2003, and they did so while denying Glenwood of an eighth consecutive conference title. As the Trojans put up 131.5 points to edge Glenwood by 4.5 points. Afterwards, Atlantic head coach Matt Molenix.
I think it's just a total team effort tonight. Like you said, we're pretty strong in the sprints and the hurdles, and we knew we could put down some good marks and double up in some of those individual events. And so it was going to come down to, you know, a couple of our field events in there and our distance gals, you know, if they could scrape up a few points here and there. And they did. And our senior leadership is phenomenal. That's where our upperclassmen, you know, they've kind of been leading the way for us all year, and they showed up tonight in a big time way. And we asked a lot out of them, and they performed well for us. And so the freshmen then being here have seen this now, and so now they've got this, they're ready to go. And, you know, we're going to roll with this 4x4, kind of asking four freshmen to see what they can do here at the end and kind of, you know, secure this victory for us.
Stella Van Arnum, the star of the show for Atlantic, she won the 100 and 200. She was also a part of their winning 4x1 and 4x2 teams.
Well, lately I've been working on my block starts because it's been what's holding me back. And I feel like I'm extremely proud of my blocks tonight because those were my best ones this season. I'm going to be honest. I've been really disappointed lately with them, but today I was determined to show people that I can do my blocks. So I really think that's what pushed me through this 100, and I'm proud of myself for it.
In total, Atlantic won 5 events. I mentioned the 4 that Van Arnum was a part of. They also took the shuttle hurdle. Glenwood, second. They had 5 titles. They won the 4x4 and sprint medley, then had 3 different girls win individual events. Those included Ava Hernandez in the shot put, Grace Berglund in the 3000, and Megan Hughes in the 100. Grace Berglund, at long last, won a conference title, her first after several near misses.
I knew there would be some really good competition, so I just knew I would stay with them. And I mean, I had a good kick at the end. I usually don't, so I was really surprised by that. And the weather was perfect today, so yeah, it turned out great.
Clorinda captured a third-place finish. They put up 103 points. Their lone title came from Stevie Wilmes in the 400-meter hurdles. Lewis Central, fourth in the team race. Madeline Haas won their lone title as she took the 1500. Creston's Cora Smith was the 400-meter champion. She set a personal and school record time of 58:51.
No, that was great. That was a big PR, too. And so we're working on cutting off time, especially with running with good competition like these girls. And I've ran against them before, so I kind of know where I stand. And getting pushed each meet, so it's great.
And Denison Schleswig's Sarah Munn grabbed her third conference title. She won the high jump by clearing 5 feet 2 inches.
Today having like this good weather and actually being able to jump in like nice weather, not being so cold, it was pretty good, and I was jumping pretty high today, so that was great.
Other champions included Kemper Catholic's Addison Schoen in the discus and Morgan Mashing in the long jump. Harlan's Julia Hesslink won the 800. Harlan also won the distance medley, and Crested won the 4x8. Now onto the boys' side, Lewis Central went out with a bang as the Titans roll to the conference title, tallying 154 points to top the field by 53 points in their final conference meet before departing for the Missouri River Activities Conference next year. It was the fifth title in 6 years for Coach Matt Argetsinger's group.
It was huge for us, especially, you know, as you're saying, leaving the Hawk 10. It was one that we talked about with the kids. Like, we want this one. We want to make sure that we get the last one. And, I think we've won, I don't know, four of the last five or something like that. So it was in 5-6. Is that what it was? Okay, I don't know. But, it was important to us. And it's important to us. Like, the last two meets just haven't been fantastic for us, I would say. So to get those guys doing what we need to do. We still have some handoffs to clean up for districts, but I feel really good about going into districts, just what we have overall with a lot of the events and a lot of our relays.
Well, Titans title came behind a big night from Kevin Coots. He wins the 800, the 1600, and the 3200.
So, obviously, earlier, the field was good, but I knew I could, stay, keep some energy, and I knew I had the mile at 800 later, so I may keep a little bit for that, which then helped me feel good for the 8. Right when we got into that, warmed up, I was doing my strides, I knew I felt amazing. I was talking to Joey before the 8, and he was talking how he's going to take it out. He took it out, exactly like he said, and then he came about 500 meters in, and I passed him, and he stuck with me, and it was perfect. And then just right as I got doing that, I tried to get right into a cool down, get fresh for that mile, and do what I could there, and work with Emmanuel on that.
Billy Gary won the 110-meter hurdles for the Titans, who also won the shuttle hurdle and distance medley relays. Atlantic second, the team standings with 101 points. Ethan McNeil, the only individual title for them. He won the 100 and long jump. Was also the second leg on Atlantic's victorious 4x4.
My last one was, which got me to first place. In finals, I scratched my first one, which kind of put me down, but my second jump in finals, I did better. And my last jump, I got first.
Gwenwood third in the team standings with 99.5 points. Chase Razor was sharp for the Rams on Thursday night on the high jump. He accounted for their only title, with a personal best clearance of 6 feet 6 inches.
I mean, it was surreal. I got 6.4 in my first attempt. Haven't done that, I don't think, ever. So we fixed my steps in practice the other day, and my 6.6 jump just felt great. Never in my life have I attempted 6.6. Surreal feeling.
Clarinda fourth in the team standings. They did not win any individual events, but they claimed 2 relays, showing off their burner speed with Nolan Wagner, Cohen Phillips, Caden Hawley, and Caden Roop in the 4x1, and then Roop, Hawley, Phillips, and Cooper Baumgart in the 4x2. Fifth place went to Shenandoah. They had a couple of individual champions, the first of which that we'll hear from is Cole Graham, who edged Nolan Wagner in the 400, winning in a time of 50.67.
I knew that it was going to be a close race with Nolan Wagner from Clarinda, and he had a pretty good time down from earlier in the season, and so I knew I had to have good competition in that, and I knew it was a beautiful day to run a PR, and that's what I did, and I'm very happy with the race and glad I could get that title.
Graham partnered with Harley Wiley, Joey O'Rourke, and Gabe Buttry to win the sprint medley. Meanwhile, Simon Hennings continued his season-long success in the discus as he was the champion with a toss of 165 feet 4 inches.
The one that went well was my second throw, and after like kind of a okay warm-up, I was really happy to get that out there. And there's a great comp today. There's a lot of good throwers and a lot of great competition, and so having that great competition just helped me throw better. Made me really want it, and so again, that 165 felt really good. Felt good to just hold that lead for most of the time. And
well, last year at this meet, Red Oaks' Cale Hall had a breakout showing with a couple of conference titles, just one for him last night, but it was in the 200, in which he ran a time of 22:20.
I had a pretty good start. I had a little stumble around the curve, but overall, I knew coming in there, the Atlantic kid that I raced last year, he wasn't running it. I knew there was a good Clarinda kid and a Shenandoah kid, but I knew as long as I had a good start and stayed smooth throughout it, I would be able to get it, and then came through and got it.
One more conference champion to hear from. It's Creston's Tom Mickelson. He won his third consecutive title in the shot put, doing so with a toss of 55 feet and 6 3/4 inches.
Yeah, we got a couple of good guys in the Hawkeye 10 with Hunter Fringer and Gavin McLaren. You know, they were right there with me the whole time, being around 50 foot, 53 foot. My first throw was a 54, a long 54, and it felt really good. And Hunter and Gavin both were touching me right there. Going into our last throws with 53s, we all were around 53, 54, but with the last throw, they were stuck around 53, and I got one out there 55-6.
St. Albert's Jackson Walter won the 400-meter hurdles, while the Red Oak 4x8 team was also a champion. You can check out the full rundown from all of the track and field action at the Hawkeye 10 Conference meet in Glenwood on Thursday at camaland.com. You can find all of our stories from the corner, from the POI, from the WIC, and from the Hawkeye 10 on our website. All the interviews we conducted are in your Upon Further View podcast feed as well. It is another big week coming up in the track and field scene. We're going to punch some tickets to the Blue Oval on Thursday night with state qualifying meets going on across the state. We have coverage from three meets. I will be in Tabor for the 1A state qualifier. We will have Tate and Amy in Leon for their 1A state qualifier, and Dusty Scahill will go to Trainer for their 2A state qualifier. Reminder, you can always find more track and field coverage, KMAland.com. For KMA Sports, I'm Trevor Mader.